This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid a strong emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat, stating that India's biggest enemy is its dependence on foreign countries and the nation must overcome it. He stressed the importance of domestic production across all sectors, from semiconductor chips to ships. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Samudra Se Samriddhi event in Gujarat's Bhavnagar yesterday.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex or NMHC at ancient town of Lothal near Ahmedabad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, once completed, NMHC will be the world's largest maritime museum and it will showcase India's ancient maritime traditions while serving as a hub for tourism, research, education and skill development. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdeltaif Loudihi, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Barshid. This facility is the first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa, which marks an important milestone that reflects the growing global footprint of India's defence industry under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said left-wing extremism will be completely eradicated from the country by March next year. In an interview with a private channel, Mr. Shah said incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including the northeast and left-wing extremism-affected areas, have reduced by 75% over the past decade due to the government's initiatives. The White House has issued a major clarification regarding United States' new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt issued a clarification yesterday, hours before the new policy is set to come into effect today. In a social media post, Ms. Levitt said, those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside of the country right now will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. India has said it is examining the implications of the United States' decision to impose $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the U.S. H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. IST. In badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face top seeds world champions Kim Won Ho and Seo Sung Rae of South Korea in men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. The Indian pair defeated two-time Olympic medalist Arun Shriya and So Wee Yeek of Malaysia 21-17, 21-14 in the semi-final yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.